Filmscene.com.
Because now the differences between film and this are becoming much, much, much looser. And how you connect this with this is becoming even more looser. And what's happening now is that all the text stuff is linear left hemisphere, male dominant. This stuff, which because one of the reasons is because it's reflected light, and reflected light is perceived anatomically in a certain process. This stuff, the television, and this, even more so, is emitted light. It's a different kind of light. There are many different kinds of light. There's emitted light, refracted light. In other words, the light comes out. It's not bounced off of anything. So the neurophysiology of perception of emitted light is different than the neurophysiology of reflected light. How do I know? I know because there are so many PET scans and there's research up the gazoo to validate this. Why? Because you're dealing with a $1 trillion industry. How do you connect people to their right brains? Now comes the interesting part. Right brain learning is different than left brain learning. Left brain learning is linear, structured, da-da-da-da. That's what schools do. That's what education does. Because that's what was needed in the industrial age in order to make the machines work and the factories function. We're no longer there. We're into a byte world. We're into not even electronics. We're into photonics, and God knows what's going to be after that. And it's becoming more and more yinized, feminized, the whole feminist movement, or nearly 89%. Of the cultural creatives are women.
Why do you suppose that's happening?
One reason is because of the, it's not that it is becoming that the right hemisphere is going to take over from the left hemisphere. That's absurd. It's not going to take over anything. What is happening is now there's a balance, or more of a balance. That hasn't reached it yet. It's very far from being. It depends on which culture you're living in. And the other thing is that women are not giving away their power. Just look at what's happening to Katsav. 10 years ago, no one would dare. Now, the women, well, you have no power. I won't give away my personal power. President, not president, that won't happen. If you look at any of the growth movements and the renewal movements, Jewish, Christian, da, 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 the overwhelming majority are women. Now, this goes all the ways back, my guess is, to Bir Rahma. Why am I in Yerucham? Because compassion. And this is what Schlein and this is what Friedman talks about. I mean, there's a ton of literature on all of this. And research, serious scientific research. I'm not talking about sermonic, midrash.
Okay. We're looking at pictures here by artist Philip Ratner. Right. And they're very modern, postmodern, super modern. What do these pictures have to do with this vision that you're sharing?
Okay. These kids know that the major vehicle of information, hence the potential to knowledge, I don't want to be chutzpahdik and talk about wisdom yet. Knowledge, good enough, is in images. We are the generation, you like it, you don't like it, doesn't matter, nobody really gives a shit. We are the generation where information and knowledge shifted from left hemisphere linear textbook learning into imaging. Right, wrong, doesn't matter, but I think it's right, okay? And this is the shtick of Ratner. He is retelling, and he retells three stories all the time. Same three stories. One is and they're all based on love. It's the love of God, the love of how God talks to us, the Bible, and the love that he found through this in a woman, Ellen. First thing he asked me when I spoke to him, are you still in love? I said, man, it's the most important thing in my life. Just 25 years, I'm with Simple. Okay, now we can talk. And then we talk. So his issue is how do you make these connections? Is how do you take the old stuff, the classic Matbeya Shel Tfila, Shmona Esrei Shema, I mean, whatever it is, and jazz it up.
What I'm talking about is we're looking at these static images, paintings.
Moshe Pippick and Craig Smith and whatever.
Craig Pippick.
Okay. is going to look at this and, I never saw this before, and I never saw this kind of jazz associated with Bible. Because Bible is very specific, and most of their Bible is like Doré Bible. You know, classic old stuff. Okay. Then I want to say, hey, Bubby, interest you? Yeah. So, let's talk. Now, I can put from Moshe Pippick living in Tokyo to Chaim Yankel living in Sydney, Australia, to New York, to even Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv. Even Jerusalem.
Even Jerusalem.
Even Yeroham. Come, let's chat. Let's create a community. And I am a rabbi, right? We got lots of chaplains around. We got lots of rabbis around. We're creating new congregations, new communities. You know, congregation is an old idea. It's to congregate. I don't want to congregate people. What we're talking about is the function I see is to empower to empower the networked individual so that he is on the net anyway, right? And all this, we got a new tribe, Thumb Tribes.
And it has been for 50 years.
No.
Years,
now.
Years. The children who will be adults will have been on the net.
Yeah. And the net's going to change and develop. I mean, what I see now, I couldn't even imagine 10 years ago, right? So who knows what's going to be 10 years from now? And the even most interesting thing is that of the 10 richest people on the planet, 5 of those 10 richest people all got their money from an industry that didn't even exist when I was born. Now, that's only one lifetime. And I remember. I tell Simcha, and she looks at me like I'm from another planet. I remember, Simcha, in 1939... I was five years old, I went to the World's Fair, and you know what I saw? Television. Me and hundreds of other people. A box the size of this room, a screen the size of maybe this, and there was one guy
person. Of a pocket, what do they call those?
Soft. And we were all asking, where are the people behind this screen? And I remember seeing General Sarnoff, who was the head of RCA in those days. He says, ladies and gentlemen, this is the future. And I said, what are you talking about? Where do these images come from? Obviously, it's black and white. Da, 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 da. And in my lifetime, this is already a dinosaur. I just bought, for peanuts, 37 inches LCD television. And if I wanted to spend more, I can buy one that'll fill up this whole room. And if I wanted to spend even more, I can buy one that'll fill up 4 rooms. Thing, and I go into it, and da-da-da-da, ain't so flat. Now, what I want to be able to do is to create a community. What does community mean? Communitas, okay? To commune, okay? So that we are now developing through Philip, okay? Because this is the catch.
So he's the content.
Well, he is the visual depiction of the content. This is the midrash. We're talking about visual midrash chazuti. Okay? We're still talking about that lech lecha. Lech lecha meyartzecha. Lech el atzmecha. Okay? Who is the me in the 21st century? The me in the 21st century understands what this stuff is about. Okay? So the content, well, it's not the content, but it's like a text. This is the new text. This is the new weave. The new sipur. On this, here look. You got the golden calf. This is all biblical stuff, right? All of this is the Mercedes, remember? And I want to bring in, what's her name, singing my Mercedes. Who's that
Joplin.
Janis Joplin. Oh, that's your shtick. Okay? Now, here, you got a nuclear Akedah. We're now talking about killing our kids. So this is Abraham. This is Yitzchak, right? This is the oldie. This is the newie. And this is the crisis. The crisis is North Korea, and the crisis is Pakistan and India. And Israel, where I live. I mean, this is not theory. This is pshat. Scares the shit out of everybody. Here, Noah's Ark. I'll show you this thing. Just model, okay? Because I have this in more detail. But since then, okay? Noah. What did Noah do? Created an ark, right? To do what? Save animals. Let's save the living organisms, right? Okay. Now, there ain't nobody who's going to... Let's say we have to leave planet Earth. How am I going to bring all these animals up on a, what do you call it, on a rocket? Or in a, what do you call it, cellar? No, yeah, how?
Rhinoceroses.
But I can do it. How can I do it? All I need is their DNA.
That's right.
So I now have Noah, who has the DNA. Now, this is not theory. Guess what? The San Diego Zoo, for the last 37 years, has developed technologies, and San Diego Zoo has now expanded this all around the planet, of the DNA of, species that are no longer around, extinct species, so that, or even living species. And here he has a whole ark. So now Noah, with the flood, now is a technician. And this is the new, the new ark. Now, this is not fantasy. This is real.
Years.
This is Meishela. What is this burning bush? What changed our planet? 1960 or 50, I don't remember, whatever it was. Sputnik went up, remember? Transformed the world. This is the burning bush. The bush is not a plant, necessarily, but it is something that burns and is not consumed. Right? How does this thing go up? It goes up, comes down, burns, and it's not consumed. Mm-hmm. Unless when it blows up, but that's not the case. There have been more of these things that have gone up and come down, have burned and not consumed, and successful. I mean, the crises and tragedies are tragedies. Okay, right. Now, so Meishela, with his backpack. Here we got, this is Jacob, right? This is the ladder. Mm-hmm. So here, Malachim Olim V'Yordim, where do they go? So here, 10 years ago, this was science fiction. They're building the thing, okay, which is the International Space Station. And whether it gets built this year or next year or the year after that, it's not the issue. It's going to happen in these kids' lifetime, maybe even in our, I doubt it, whatever. Okay, so what are the angels? Now comes the interesting thing. So I go to my Rebbe, Adin Steinsaltz, who knows a little about Yahadut, reasonable to assume, right? Creating a Sanhedrin, right?
Yeah, I just heard about it.
And I look at this very interesting book, 13 Petaled Rose. What does he write about? Angels. Malachim. What connects humanity to God? And there's a whole thing in here about Angelos. Angelos is angels, messengers. I'll show you. It's just the beginning, man.
So does Kaplan talk about
the
angels in every spirah, all associated with
them. Now comes another thing. You know the story of the serpent.
The
Nehushtan in the desert when they came out of Egypt, right? And then it was destroyed later by Yoshiyahu. What is it? What did they do? It became the symbol of the Caduceus, which is the symbol of the healer, Asclepius, right? The serpent. Of course, it's not the serpent of Genesis. It's the serpent of the Kundalini, of the Chinese tradition, the dragon. Right? Okay. And we're dealing with light. Same kind of light. Everything deals with light. And what is the light here? It's laser light. And what is he doing with the laser light? He's healing. Why did people worship it? Because they were healed. Right? I mean, it's straight out of the Bible. So, you got here now a doctor who is flying around with his backpack, okay, healing people with laser light. But it's not a laser light, it's a laser serpent. What's a laser serpent? It's not the snake of the bad guys, which is the Western tradition. It's the dragon, who, by the way, is going to be the economic power in your children's lifetime. It's China. The symbol of China is the dragon and Kundalini energy. In Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm in the Bible, it mentions seven times in the single psalm, seven different modules of the verb l'sha'ashea. L'sha'ashea means to play. Sha'ashuon is a play place, a kid's play. Okay.
And there's also entertainment?
Now, Kaplan, the guy who wrote the book on meditation and all of that, says that, true, play, okay? So we're now talking about not just play, the negative sense of play. I'm talking about what Heusinger talks about, which is homo ludens. The man who plays, the humans who play, literally create the world. player, playing is theater, playing is music, playing is everything else. Okay. More than that, he, Kaplan, says that when they were talking about l'sha'asheya, what they were talking about was ecstasy. In other words, how do you get into an ecstatic sense? Now, just so happens, last week, Yitzchak, you know Yitzchak, you're going to go interview him.
Chayutman.
Okay. You know him. Okay. You're going to take your little chupchik. Okay. Sends me an article that Moshe Idel wrote. Moshe Idel, yeah, from the Kabbalah guy, from the Hebrew, known English, from the Hebrew University, Kabbalah. And he says, yeah, what they were taught, they, the Kabbalists, are now talking about 17th century, 16th century, 17th century, what do you call it, Tzfat, the Lurianic guys, were dealing with not just how do you develop a nice model, but how do you create ways that you can literally get into the divine presence? And how do they do this? Through light. Now, what is it that moves through and around the universe, and the lattice of this is the Eitz HaChayim, the Sfirot, right? The Kabbalistic Sfirot. And if you look at the Sfirot, my guess is that the one that is the most critical that we are now exploring is Tiferet. Tiferet is the most connected, in other words, the most networked. And when you put this on the human being, I mean, there's a classical model, Tiferet comes to where the heart is. Where is the heart? The Anahata Chakra. Right? If you look at the classic Hindu structure, there are, sounds, in there are energies in each of the different chakras. Some of them are depicted in color, some of them are depicted in sound, some of them are depicted in images, like yantras, okay? So, the heart chakra, or do it the other way, the lower chakras are depicted with the triangle, which is the most perfect geometric figure inside of the circle, which is another seven, but like this, right? It's this thing. And then it goes down from the Shahisrara, you know, the thousand-petaled lotus, down with the thing like this, with the spitz down. In the heart chakra, compassion, rachamim, okay? Birachma, Abraham, Ishmael, same story. You got them superimposed one on another, what we call, by the way, the Magen David. What is the Magen David? Two superimposed triangles, right, that now create a whole. So, what Zionism did, because they began to choose this as the symbol, as zero Jewish historic connection. Zero. What? There isn't. Doesn't exist. Well, I did a lot of research. I did a thing for the Misrad HaChinuch on this, on Jewish symbols. The same way that this, you know, that we see this as the Jewish... not the Torah. The Luchot HaBrit. This is not Jewish at all. We know this is Christian. That doesn't matter. Straight Christians, 12th century, know exactly where it came from, was to disparage the Jews. The Magen David has nothing to do with David and all that kind of jazz. This is Moshele, Moses. Okay. Where did he get the Torah? On Sinai, right? Okay. Where is Sinai?
Down there.
Oh, no. You don't know where Sinai is. It's somewhere, Dalton. Okay.
Near Yeruchim.
Yeah, near Yeruchim.
Getting closer.
Now, the rabbis say that Natnat Torah b'midbar, the Torah was given in the desert, so that it doesn't belong to everyone, to anyone. Since it doesn't belong to anyone, it belongs to everyone. Okay. We translate midbar as desert. The metaphor of desert is that it's totally desolate and nothing lives there and it's like the moon. That's bullshit. That's not the midbar of the Israelites who left Egypt and came into Canaan, where I live. There is a midrash, Hamidbar Middaber. What does the midbar mean? The dover, right? The guy who speaks, the guy who takes the sheep out, okay? But the desert speaks, the wilderness, literally, really, more, okay? Now, what is the desert made out of? Silica, sand, right? What is all this jazz made out of?
You're pointing to...
Silica.
Computer.
Yeah, computers. Well, It's the electronic gadgetry that makes the computers work. Okay? And what do you call the place in San Francisco where all this jazz is happening? Silicon Valley. What do we want to do here in Israel? We want to make it into Silicon Wadi. So the silicon now is the model which is shifting into light because the phototronics, all this optical stuff. So Moses is no longer on a mountaintop. Moses is sitting in a chair. What he's giving, and this is a laptop, and you got these, how many you got here? Five, right? So the Torah is a new Sinai, okay? Now, since nobody knows where Sinai is, and there's this big archaeological, the function was to make sure nobody knows where the hell it is. And they succeeded. And the new tablets. Now, we're not talking about creating new Ten Commandments. That's another story. What we're talking about is the tablets are the place in which the tablets have encoded this message, whatever the message is that God gave, okay? In what was it that he did? And we got to find from Cecil B. DeMille with Charlton Heston, where? How is this written in light?
I worked for the Bureau of Jewish Education in Los Angeles, 590 North Vermont, in the lobby, where the Ten Commandments used for the film.
Really?
Yes. The original Ten Commandments are used in the film.
And they're square.
No.
They're not like
that. They're like that. That's not what they used in the film. In the film, they used the square ones?
Square in the film.
My dear friend,
two tablets.
I made a very careful assessment. Yes. Mr. Cecil B. DeMille was meshuggah for authenticity. If you look, I don't have it with me, but I have it in Yerukam. There's a wax museum in Los Angeles somewhere or another.
Hollywood, yeah.
With roses.
Right.
And the original ones was, that's the halacha.
Square, yeah.
The halacha is they were not like this, they were square. Not square, but rectangular. Right. In other words, a flat top. How do I know? Because it says so in the Talmud. It doesn't say that it was flat, but it does say that in the ark, in which they were placed, right, there was no empty space, which means if it would be this way, there would be empty space where the arches were.
Right.
So the Midrash, not the Midrash, but the and there's a story that Harav Shach, before he died, wrote a, Psak Din. And that it's squarish, and if you go to any Chabad synagogue, because the Chabad Rebbe, Lubavitch Rebbe, was very, very, makpid on this, that every single Chabad synagogue has luchot that are rectangular. Because that's the traditional one. Now, so here we got this. Here you got Jonah. Okay, so what's the whale? Now, these are all, I don't know, a virtual minion. You got nine screens. In other words, this is Chaim Yankel in Timbuktu. This is Moshe Pipik in Seattle.
Right.
This is Wahad, whatever we call in Delhi. And this is whatever it is. And here is, you got nine. And this is me.
Right.
And I am now through video, which is what you got up in this chupchik. Okay. I am now creating a sacred community online. The same idea of right hemisphere feminine is guess who's studying Midrash. This is obviously a lady. Okay. And the lady is wearing a kippah. So this is not male chauvinist stuff. This is now more and more egalitarian type stuff. Okay? And what is it that she's looking for? Here's Talmud, which is in CDs, right? Here is what's on this. Midrash. And what is she called? A silicon scholar. This is Ratner. What are we talking about? We're talking about a modern tabernacle. Now, the Kohen Gadol, the Jews didn't know everything, right? So they had to ask. Who do you ask? You ask Moshe. Moshe doesn't know. I don't know. Ask God. How do you ask God? You go and you ask the Kohen Gadol. What does the Kohen Gadol do? He has a gadget, a device. The device is what we call the Choshen, right? So he's wearing now a virtual reality helmet, right? With shin. This is, Shaddai, okay? Which is then connected to this Choshen. What is the Choshen? The Choshen are silica. These are gemstones. Gemstones are made out of silica, right? Silicon oxides of various kinds, with other things that give them different colors, okay? Now, what do you call this? Urim v'tumim. Urim, lights.
Right.
And the way that these lights lit up was interpreted in such a, whatever way it was. Okay? Now, by the way, just so happens that half of these kids in the United States would love to get their tuchus, and their parents will do anything to get their kids into Ivy League colleges, right? One of the most Ivy of the Ivy League colleges happens to be Yale University. Yale University has as their symbol, Urim v'Tumim.